Hi guys, good morning. It's your favorite girl, Jay. Yes, it's been a minute. How have you been? How has the month been for you? So I'm just gonna go into the tea of today. Yes, so yesterday night I went to bed, and just before I could sleep after praying, I just became overwhelmed with so many emotions that I've talked away. And you know why I talked those emotions away? Because I was scared of being judged. I was scared of being misunderstood. I was scared of being looked at as not being grateful to God, which is not the case. Now, my topic for today is the biggest lie. Now, you're wondering, why am I saying the biggest lie? The biggest lie we tell ourselves and the biggest lie we say to each other every day is I'm fine. And the biggest, most unemotional and most unattached question used mostly by people is how are you? How are you is supposed to be a heartfelt question, because if you really want to know how your loved one or friend is doing, or just a co-worker is doing, when you ask how are you, you just brush it off with, oh, okay, and move on. Sometimes you really need to look deep and ask, really, how are you doing? Has everything been? And most times people are so overwhelmed with their own issues and with work and everything, they don't get time to ask this question with that heartfelt emotion. They just ask it as a passive question. How are you? How you did? Okay, and then move on. And then we always come back with a lie. I'm fine. I'm good. Sometimes we are really great and good in a great place, but sometimes we are not. And because we don't want the other person in our business, because we do not trust the other person to keep the secrets or to even be able to provide a very good answer, we just say, I'm fine. And we never get the chance to tell anyone the real truth about how we really feel. And then we keep, you know, building this emotion of shutdown, unresolved emotion, pain, and one day it will come down crashing. And some people are not lucky enough to have a loved one there at that moment to help them through that moment. You don't have your village around you. Yesterday I had my husband, and I'm grateful to God for him. He was able to, you know, help me through. He let me cry. He didn't say, why are you crying, and just get irritated, and oh, he let me cry, and then he comforted me, and then we prayed about it, and then he let me know that I have a living God who wants the best for me. These things come and they would go, but then God will never leave me, because he didn't create me to be a sad entity. He didn't create me to be someone who is going to go through different trials without coming out of it, coming out of the fire. He created me to be a triumphant person, a victorious person. I'm a royal priesthood. So I had my husband and I had the Holy Spirit and God to comfort me in that moment. And after I cried, I prayed to God and I told him, thank God I have you. Thank God I am not alone. Because a lot of people have not made, you know, they have nothing to fall back on. They have little closure with God because they have not created time to make closure with their Father, Jesus Christ. And so when this situation comes, even when they have their village around them, it's not enough, because there is no spiritual grounding to hold them down and remind them of who they are in Christ and who they are supposed to be on earth. We're meant to rule and reign and not to be frail, depressed, or sad. These are the mirages the devil puts in our face, and the devil helps us to shut our mouths from saying how we feel when we feel something. There's nothing wrong to say how you feel when you feel something. If you need to calm down and then talk to someone, you should. You can talk to Jesus Christ. And after you talk to Jesus Christ, sometimes you feel you want human closure, you can ask the Holy Spirit, who should I talk to? He will guide you to someone to speak to you and encourage you at the moment. A lot of people are depressed these days. Guys, it's not a joke. I hear a lot of stories and I'm heartbroken, and I start to feel even more selfish. And sometimes that's the reason why I don't even get to tell people how I feel, because I feel I'm more better than dumb other people. And that's not really good. We're all supposed to say how we feel when you're not feeling good and your faith is being shaken and you need someone, this is why I encourage people to have a prayer partner. This is why I encourage people to read their Bible more often, to read their devotional, to have prayer time, to join prayer groups, you know, because all we need is God, and we need good friends around us that will hold your hand and say, brother, sister, I am with you in this moment of your trial. I won't let go of your hand. I will stand with you. And they won't judge you. They will correct you in the right way. And they won't use harsh words. A lot of people are depressed, committing suicide, attempting suicide. A lot of people are doing a lot of, you know, sad things to help themselves feel better. And we're trying to make it the norm in Nigeria. You hear people say, oh, my, everybody they depressed. That's not the case. That's not what God wants for us. And that's not who I want to be or who I want you guys to be. So today, I want you to reach out to someone and really, really ask the person, how are you? How have you been? How are you coping? Even if you cannot help the person financially at the moment, you can help the person with kind words. Kind words are a very, very rare gift that is very free. It doesn't cost much. It just costs you to open your mouth filled with love to bless somebody's heart. And that thing can stop the person from doing the wrong thing of that day. So I want each and every one of us, wherever you are, and if you have been feeling down and you don't know what to do, take a moment, breathe in and breathe out. And just remember your place in Christ. And just say a word of prayer. Speak in tongues. Speak words of affirmation to your soul and your spirit. And if you need to talk to someone, you can send me a voice message. Or you can reach out to somebody who is closer to you, who you trust, and speak to that person. And let the person pray with you. Ask the Holy Spirit, who should you meet? You understand? So that you don't meet someone who will be more, you know, add more sadness to your life. And I pray God will help us today. Holy Spirit, this is Monday, and I ask that this week is blessed for each and every one of my listeners today. I ask that everything they desire, Lord, you will bring it to them in the mighty name of Jesus. And I come against the spirit of sadness, the spirit of depression, the spirit of weakness, tiredness. I come against it right now with the blood of Jesus. And I ask that, Father, they are full of joy, they are full of wisdom, they are full of blessing, they are full of light, they are full of God's glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Joy radiates from their inner man to their outward man in the mighty name of Jesus. All that pertains to them is blessed and highly favored in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because this week is full of testimonies, it's full of joy, it's full of gladness in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you all, and do have a lovely day. Bye, guys, and see you next time on Jay's Talk.